Have you ever thought about what it takes to scramble a fighter jet in the middle of the night? Not in a movie, not in a simulator. For real? Engines cold, pilots asleep, and suddenly the alert goes off because something uninvited just crossed into your airspace. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar today. We're talking about something that happened just hours ago over Romania, and why it matters to every pilot listening, even if you've never been within 1,000 miles of Eastern Europe. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what you need to know. Early this morning, April 25th, 2026, two Royal Air Force Eurofighter Typhoons were scrambled from the 86th Air Base in Fetesti, Romania. Their mission was to intercept Russian drones that had entered Romanian airspace. Romania, for those keeping track, is a NATO member state. That means an incursion into Romanian airspace is an incursion into NATO airspace. That distinction matters. These Typhoons are part of NATO's enhanced air policing mission. The RAF has had jets deployed to Romania specifically for this purpose, standing alert, ready to go on short notice, and this morning, that notice came. Now let me set the scene a little. Fetesti sits in southeastern Romania, not far from the Danube and the Black Sea coast. It is well positioned for exactly this kind of response. The base has been hosting Allied fighter rotations for some time now, part of NATO's broader effort to reinforce the eastern flank since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began back in 2022. The war in Ukraine has been grinding on for over 4 years now, and incidents like this one are a reminder that the airspace implications extend well beyond the front lines. The drones that crossed the border were Russian. The details beyond that are still emerging. We don't have confirmation yet on the type of drone, whether these were reconnaissance platform strike drones that drifted off course, or something else entirely. What we do know is that the incursion was serious enough to warrant a scramble, and that the Typhoons responded. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. This is not the first time Russian drones have strayed into or near NATO airspace during the Ukraine conflict. Romania has dealt with debris from drones and even missiles landing on or near its territory before. Back in 2024, there were incidents where drone fragments were found on Romanian soil after strikes on Ukrainian port infrastructure along the Danube. NATO's response has been measured each time, but each incident raises the stakes a little more for the Typhoon crews. This is exactly the scenario they train for. Enhanced air policing is not a desk job. You sit alert, you maintain readiness, and when the call comes, you launch. Intercepting a drone is a different challenge than intercepting a manned aircraft. Drones are smaller. They fly at different altitudes and speeds. They don't respond to radio calls. You can't rock your wings at a drone and expect it to follow you. The rules of engagement in these situations are carefully prescribed by NATO, and they evolve as the threat evolves. This affects you if you think airspace security is someone else's problem. It's not. The entire framework of international civil aviation depends on the principle that sovereign airspace is respected. When that principle gets tested, whether by a military drone or anything else, the ripple effects reach into every flight information region on the continent. European air traffic management has been adapting to the reality of conflict on its eastern border for years now. Large swaths of airspace over Ukraine, Belarus, and parts of the Black Sea have been closed to civil traffic or carry significant warnings. Airlines have rerouted general aviation pilots flying in Europe have had to pay closer attention to notices to air missions than ever before. And incidents like today's scramble are a reminder that the situation remains dynamic. Let me talk about the Typhoon for a moment, because it's a remarkable machine in this role. The Eurofighter Typhoon is a twin-engine Canard Delta wing fighter. It was designed from the ground up as an air superiority platform, though it has grown into a capable multi-role aircraft. It can supercruise, meaning it sustains supersonic flight without afterburner. For an intercept mission like this, that means it can get to the problem area fast and loiter efficiently once it arrives. The RAF operates the Typhoon as its primary air defense fighter, and it has proven itself repeatedly in the quick reaction alert role, both at home in the United Kingdom and on deployed operations like this one. Now, engaging a drone with a Typhoon raises some interesting tactical questions. You're putting a sophisticated, expensive crewed fighter against a relatively inexpensive unmanned system. The cost asymmetry is significant, and militaries around the world are grappling with this. You can't shoot a $30 million missile at a $50,000 drone and call that sustainable, but you also can't let unidentified aircraft loiter in your airspace unchallenged. The solution is still being worked out in real time, and today's intercept is another data point in that ongoing calculus. For the broader aviation community, the takeaway is this. The skies over Europe, particularly in the east, are an active operational environment. If you're planning international flights, whether airline or general aviation, stay current on the notices to air missions for the region. Airspace restrictions can change quickly when incidents like this occur. Romania's civil airspace was not closed today, as far as we know, but temporary restrictions around intercept operations are always a possibility. There's also a longer-term conversation here about drones and airspace integration that goes beyond the military context. Every time a drone crosses a boundary, it shouldn't. Whether it's a military drone over Romania or a consumer drone near a runway in the United States, it reinforces how critical it is to get unmanned traffic management right. The technologies are different, the stakes are different, but the underlying principle is the same. Airspace has rules, and those rules exist because the consequences of ignoring them are severe. We'll keep watching this story as more details come in. NATO will likely issue further statements, and we may learn more about the specific circumstances of the incursion and how the intercept was conducted. This story comes to you via The Aviationist. If you want to stay current on what's happening in the air, RadioHangar.com, I'm Tower. Stay sharp out there.